And welcome back to the second half of the fastest hour in radio. That makes it the fastest half hour. Double radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And yeah, man, I just want to celebrate rare earth, like the one we live on, that you're destroying every single minute, every single hour of every day. Cheer up, Mike. Don't be so negative, right? Well, how can you not be when the most important legislation we ever needed to have passed? I mean, it started for me back in, 2015, when they decided that, no, we're not going to let the people win. We know the people need what Bernie Sanders is talking about. And, yeah, I mean, you've seen how they've used it over the next 5 years, right? To the point where Biden's using some of it, acting like he's the progressive. Well, he's not, okay? But, I guess you could say that he's moderate at this point. Definitely not extremist. I don't understand why the country isn't standing up to say, you know what, I don't care who the president is. I think that what we're trying to pass here is what we all need. But it's not going to happen, dude. It's just not going to happen. So that's why I say, how can you lose hope when there is none at this point? Oh, wait. We did see that someone stepped in to not slaughter wolves in the fall here in Wisconsin. That doesn't include the poachers up north that'll do it anyway, right? They've been doing it since, you ever seen the movie Dances with Wolves? That's me, man. I would have been like, psh, I would have hated those guys in the army. I'd done the same thing, man. You shot my wolf. You're dead. That's all there is to it. I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being that way? Defending a beautiful creature that's like man's best friend, the dog. And you're going to go around and create stories acting like they eat babies and they kill all our, they call the sick deer. They keep the balance of nature. Yeah. Oh, that really bothers you too, right? Oh, it must be with the Sandhill Cranes too, man. So on one hand, we stopped the wolf hunt, and then you got the Republicans and, really, Ted crap my pants Nugent so I don't have to go to war? A big hero is going to go out and shoot birds and even use the same kind of language that, Joel Clefish, ribeye, this guy. Yeah, we get it. That's your funny joke. That's your macho guy. I kill everything. I shoot cats, everything, right, Ted? What a loser. Remember when he came out with the machine guns and did the thing about Hillary and used the other C word, and I don't mean Clinton? I mean, come on, man. As much as I despised the history of the Clinton family as, leading the Democratic Party when we needed somebody fresh and new and not, corporate sponsored, right? That's what I was looking for. I mean, that's what I thought a lot of people were looking for, even Republicans. Certainly independents were.
Can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
All right. So do you, and this was kind of the thing, there was this skit on, I don't know if you remember, but so Saturday Night Live, way before the election, but kind of as it was leading up and you saw the candidates that were boiling down to, it was Bernie, Biden, and Trump, right? Adam Sandler came back on for the first time in forever and did, hosted a show. And he did the Opera Man. You remember Opera Man? Okay. Piccolo, piccolo. Okay. Anyway, you get it. So he did this whole thing about that, and in the process of it, got back to, it's just a bunch of 70-year-old white guys again that we have to choose from. So do you think if there was a young candidate or a younger and I'm not trying to, it's not age discrimination here. It's not about discrimination against white people either. I'm just saying sometimes for the change that needs to happen, you got to have fresh people in there, fresh ideas in there, someone that isn't kind of that old standard. And would that have flown for the country? Would people have gravitated to that? Do you think a person like that could have won the election this last time?
Well, of course. Look, each time that we go to the polls to elect somebody, the best candidate is not involved. Just know that. When it's down to the last two candidates, it's been like that. I mean, locally you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some heroes that are in the Democratic Party. Right. So when I hear these guys going off on these different women from, different ethnic backgrounds and targeting them as like the people holding up the country. You really believe that?
They're trying to hold the country together.
They're trying to move the country forward, yeah. Like all the other clowns say when they're moving us backwards.
Think about
it. And to me, it's not about the age. OK, but yes, when you've got some old bastard Grassley and some of these other guys, and even Joe Biden at that time, that I decided this isn't working either party, man. I'm a progressive for sure. I'm an independent. I vote for Democrats because it's a lesser of two evils. Just like when you go to hell, you're going to be seeing me up here in purgatory dumping some coals onto your ass. Lesser of two evils. Because no, I'm no angel. But my cats treat me like I am. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, look, some of the nicest people I've met in politics were elderly and completely wise people. Just like when Native Americans, you know, kind of respected their elders for good reason. They were an awesome leader. They had wisdom. You know, they cared about education. And I mean, look at today, man. No, this country doesn't want people to be educated. We got to keep people stupid and fighting amongst each other, right? I don't know what it's going to take for people to understand that you can't vote for words, man. You got to vote for action. I'm all about action. I played action in the play West Side Story. My parents wouldn't give me a puff of marijuana. That's kind of funny because they were out in the audience when I had to sing that song. And I was definitely acting. Anyhow, so you got a caller, you said.
Well, give me one quick second. I just want to clarify. Man. I'm not discriminating age-wise here. I think our elderly population and people that with experience, that matters. I'm just wondering that if you had a dynamic younger person.
As a leader.
Could things, you know, propel forward? I think you need some of that at some point.
Well, at this point, I'd vote for some of these teenagers fighting, you know, to stop this, you know,
yeah,
disastrous on the climate change,
in pursuit of sunshine.
I mean, seriously, it's not about how old you are. It's about what's in your heart and soul, what kind of wisdom you have. I mean, and you don't have to be smart to be a good person, but it does help. At least I think it does. Anyway, CJ. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Mike's such a doom and gloom, man.
Well, you don't see it, huh?
Yeah, I do, but I see different issues.
Well, of course you do. You see that the progressives are the ones that are gloom and doom, even though for the last 40 years, progressives have done nothing but try to stop what's happened over the 40 years, right? Whether they were in politics or whether they were a movie star. I mean, it's like this divide in ideology is just so ridiculous when all it does is hold up the people that I would think people on both sides had enough morals and ethics to not agree with what billionaires are doing to the world.
Well, you know, you wanted the definition of stupid. I think voting for the same party and complaining about the same issues
like you've done the last 40 years. Like you've done the last 40 years. Like every time the Republicans are in control, you still got something to complain about, right? Well, yeah, let's think about this. Hey, Republicans have been under control. Do you complain during that time, or do you just wait till the Democrats take over?
Yeah, I got issues.
You should have issues, man. As racist, fascist, and bigoted as the Republican Party is right now, I wouldn't want anybody to be a part of that. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're like a centrist or corporate-owned or, you know, rich Democrat, you're in the same boat as those guys, man. I'm voting with the people. That's who I stand with. I stand with the people.
Why don't you focus on helping the inner city kids read and write, Mike?
Oh, you mean like me marching with the Fight for 15 with all brown people and all my children and stuff are brown? Don't even insult me anymore. Educating? I can't even, you know what, CJ? I can't even educate enough white guys my age. Do you understand that one? You can call in next week after you think about it. Because I'm not going to take that crap. Educating the poor brown kids in the city. You hear that? That's just that white privilege ignorance from males that, you know, just shut up, man. Just shut up. Go home. Let your old lady take care of you. Right? Something. I don't understand why white men stand up and join in with the ignorance and they're so proud about it. Is that what stupid is? Somebody's got to tell me what is stupid and what's smart nowadays. Talking about climate change, health care, income inequality, all those things don't matter, right? It's all about who's running for who, and you should, I can't believe you're voting and still complaining. And I do something about it, man. I'm parts of organizations, man. I got my own radio show so that I can try and bring people to the light, right? Get outside that box. Take a look from the outside. Instead of the world that you grew up in, and that if that's all you know and you haven't gone anywhere, and if you don't have anybody as friends or family that aren't white, it's on you, man. It's not on me. I'm like as diverse as they come, man. I'm only white on the outside. But on the inside, I'm just like the same color as any other human being. It's all about blood, man. That's the only red I love, blood, because it means I love you, man, if I'm willing to, you know, pour it out. However, I need to do it to try and get people to understand that, you know, love's better than hate. And if you don't notice that all this is based on, like, hating each other, this divide in our world, hate. Who perpetrates that? Is it it's the Underlord, man. I guess we'll talk about the Underlord when we get back from this break.